taste testing Asian carp. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. One of the strategies to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes is to eat the fish now living in the Mississippi River. But finding a market for millions of pounds of carp is not easy. Peter Payette wondered if people could get excited about Asian carp as a seafood delicacy, so he put some in the hands of chefs in Traverse City.
Asian carp doesn't taste like much. In fact, you might describe its taste as neutral. So Bob Rodriguez was not surprised to find out people are making hot dogs with it.
If they want it to taste like hot dogs, it'll taste like hot dogs. They could probably make it taste like bratwurst or bologna or whatever, you know, they want.
Rodriguez teaches here at the Great Lakes Culinary Institute in Traverse City. He prepared the appetizers for our experimental dinner, a pâté and some sausages. He doesn't want to call these fish Asian carp, because carp are usually thought of as bottom feeders.
It actually looks more like a salmon. It's got the mouth of a salmon, doesn't have the mouth of a carp. Carp's a bottom feeder. So a carp picks up all that sludge on the bottom. This fish is very clean.
These fish are silver carp. They filter plankton out of the water. Most of the food on the plates here consists of bits of fish formed into cakes and sausages or mixed into a salad. The closest thing to a fillet is a little strip of fish wound on a pinwheel. That's because the bones pretty much make it impossible to serve a fillet. Eric Patterson is one of the owners of the Cook's House in Traverse City. He told the dinner guests he went through about 3 pounds of fish trying to debone it before he gave up and cooked it with the bones left in.
So once you pulled all the meat off, you kind of see this bone structure in this thing. And I mean, there are bones going through the center of the meat, you know. A pike has got that kind of Y bone. So it's got that Y bone thing, but it's also got these bones just in the most bizarre places.
There was a lot of talk about how to deal with bones. Patty Lanoue Stearns writes about food and has published a guide to eating in northern Michigan. She says people just need to get over it. There's plenty of places in Europe where restaurants serve fish with the head still on.
It's a matter of education. It's a matter of picking bones out. We need to figure out how to pick out bones, not to be crazy about what's on our plate and get, you know, take a look at what we're eating again.
One chef who is interested in putting Asian carp on his menu is Michael Peterson. Peterson's restaurant, Siren Hall in Elk Rapids, specializes in local seafood. He figures the Mississippi River is local enough that he won't have to fly it in. And he says there are plenty of creatures, stranger than Asian carp, that have been turned into popular seafood.
Even lobster. Lobster 200 years ago was garbage food. I mean, and they did the same process with lobster. You know, it was so abundant back then. And now it's a delicacy and it's, you know, $15 a pound. And lobster's hard to eat.
But making an invasive fish into a popular seafood has some downsides. You don't want to end up protecting the fish in order to protect a few jobs. But Dwayne Chapman with the U.S. Geological Survey says at the moment it's the only option available.
The only tack right now that we have that's going to give us immediate potential results and help us keep the number of fish down so that they don't successfully invade the Great Lakes is harvest.
And Chapman says the harvest appears to be working. He says there are fewer fish being caught in parts of the Mississippi that are being targeted. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.